My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Getting myself amped up for football season. You got the Lions reporting to training camp tomorrow. And you've got a rapidly changing college football world. And that season, I mean, this is going to be a wild season with the expanded playoff and the conferences and all that. And personally, I hate conference expansion. I can't stand it. I can't believe what's happened to the Pac-12. I'm sad about it, but I'm trying to focus on the positive, which is great matchups. I mean, great matchups. So in an effort to get myself amped up, once conference play starts kind of in full, which I believe is week 5 of the season, Kang, I want you to give me a number between 5 and 14, and I'll just grab a week and take a look, because I think every week there's going to be fascinating games.
Give me week 8, Doug.
Week 8 in the Big Ten. Here are the games. This is one of the weird weekends where there's not a lot of great games.
You lied to me.
I did. Oregon at Purdue is the Friday night game.
Big game for you, Purdue fan.
Right, Iowa is at Michigan State. USC at Maryland. UCLA at Rutgers. So that didn't do it.
Well, okay. Well, you just...
Try another one.
Why don't you just tell me a good week?
Just give me another number. Let's try this again. It's a complete fail.
Give me week 11.
Week 11. Let's see what we got. Week 11 in Big Ten games. Week 11, we've got Washington at Penn State, Iowa at UCLA. Those are the marquee games. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Michigan is Indiana, Purdue at Ohio State. Michigan State has the week off. But those two games, Iowa at UCLA, Washington at Penn State, those are fun. Give me one more. Let's do this one more time.
One more time? All right. Give me 15.
Week 15. Is that the last week of the year?
You said 5 to 15, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Sorry, 5 to 14.
Oh, 14? Yeah. Okay. Give me 12 the following week.
All right. Week 12.
State off a bye.
UCLA is at Washington. Oregon at Wisconsin. Nebraska at USC. I mean, these are some interesting matchups.
Nebraska, USC, that Big Ten rivalry.
Yeah, that's right.
God.
Anyway, the other thing is the MAC preseason poll came out. I tell you this because I know we have people in the audience, Eastern, Western, and Central, that cares about where their school potentially is, what the expectation is. Kind of interesting. First of all, the MAC has done away with divisions. No more leaders and legends. In the Mid-American Conference. No, they dumped the East-West, so there's just one big cluster, one big conference. Central Michigan is picked to finish 8th. Western Michigan is picked to finish 7th. Eastern Michigan is picked to finish 6th. So they're all clustered together there, the directionals. Eastern 6th, Western 7th, and Central Michigan 8th. There you go. Big Ten Media Day is coming up.
You didn't want me to pick a week for that?
For the Mid-American Conference? Yeah, huh? I mean, we could. I don't have quite as high expectations. You know, I'm going to grab, though, you just did what, week 12?
That was the last one I did.
Yeah, the SEC in week 12 has Texas and Arkansas. And it looks like Oklahoma has that weekend off. But Texas and Arkansas, that's old rivalry renewed. Okay. So a story in the Freep today, interesting. It's the 30th anniversary. It's not in the Freep today. I'm sorry, it was a couple days ago. But this week. It's the 30th anniversary of the movie Shawshank Redemption. It is one of the movies that I have actually seen. I don't see a lot of movies, but I love the movie Shawshank Redemption. And I crack up because it's on all the time. Isn't it? Doesn't seem like that movie is always on, being replayed somewhere. So one of the things the Free Press said is you can do a driving tour of Mansfield, Ohio, where that jail is that they filmed the movie Shawshank Redemption. So that's kind of cool. And apparently there's all kinds of stops. I'm assuming you can see maybe like the grocery store that Red and Brooks worked at, or maybe the house that they stayed in. but other areas, I guess you do a driving tour and you end up at the prison. Have you ever visited a site that you saw in a movie? Did you ever go out of your way to say, I want to go there because I saw this spot in a movie? And I've only done it once, and it's for a really old movie. But it was interesting nonetheless for me. There was a war movie back in the day called Bridge Over the River Kwai. And we were traveling. We were in Bangkok. This is back in the 80s. And we could go visit the actual bridge over the River Kwai. And it looked nothing like it did in the movie. It couldn't have been. The only thing that was cool about it looked like a standard United States train trestle, to be honest with you. But what I remember about it is that sections of the bridge looked different, were built differently than others. And that's where it got bombed. Because I guess this was based on a true story. But we actually saw the actual bridge over the River Kwai. Kang, have you ever gone and visited a place you saw in a movie?
I feel like I have, but nothing that was so cool that I actually remember. But this one is really cool. A buddy of mine did this. He went to Los Angeles in the L.A. area. And you know the movie Superbad, Doug?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw that one, too.
Yes, that's right. Great movie. Superbad. In the scene where McLovin is in a liquor store and he's trying to buy, you know, alcohol, and he gets punched and knocked out.
With the hops.
Yeah, with the hops. He shows his ID for the first time.
Yeah.
That liquor store, my buddy went to that liquor store. That's a real, you know...
That's awesome.
Liquor store in the LA area. So, yeah, he actually took a picture of himself. I think he's at the corner, so you can see it further away in the background, a bigger. But yeah, that's the store, and I think that's really cool, actually. So he went there, and he said it looks very similar.
I would imagine, yeah.
I mean, they just probably cleared it out for the day and, you know, shot their scenes.
Could you imagine if you own that liquor store and a movie comes by and films an iconic scene?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let me see if I can find where that liquor store is. The TJ's Liquor, where Fogle / McLovin gets knocked out during an attempted robbery and hooks up with the ever so slightly deranged cops, Michael and Slater. It's the, well, no, it said TJ's Liquor. Oh, that's what it is in the movies. It's okay. The 7 Days Food Store at 1700 Victory Boulevard in Glendale, California.
They might have changed the way it looks now, but when he went, it looked the same.
That's really cool. 248-539-9797. Yeah.
Like a little mini mart, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's it looks like the kind of place you'd see anywhere.
It is.
Just so happened to be the one that they chose for that movie.
I'm not sure he even sought it out. Maybe someone he was with or in the area knew that, hey, you know, this is where they, you know, let's go see it. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Fritz is in Clinton Township and on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Fritz?
Doug Kang, great talking to you again.
Doug,
this is really timely. My daughter and I are actually headed to the Ohio State Penitentiary tomorrow. Annually, they do a hard rock and heavy metal festival on the grounds of the prison.
It's awesome.
Yeah, they put 2 huge stages up, but they do, you can do guided tours inside the prison. They take you all around. It's awesome. It's really cool.
So,
just a great setting for a show.
Have you done the tours?
Yes.
And when you got in the prison, was there stuff that you recognized from the movie or is?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. And you know, it's really cool, Doug, that the first thing that caught my eye as we pulled in, got in line was the roof. Remember when they tarred the roof and got the beer?
Yeah.
That's the one thing that my eye went to right away. You could definitely scope that spot out pretty easily. Wow. It was really cool.
That's cool. And so it's an older, the prison isn't functional anymore, right?
That's correct. And it's in a real, Mansfield is a really, you know, kind of quiet, lazy country type town. I mean, you're literally taking like 8 or 9 little back streets to get to the parking lot, to walk across the street to get into the facility.
Interesting. Well, that's cool. And you're going with your daughter for this. Any bands that we would have heard of?
Gator would definitely know most of them. Godsmack, Hailstorm, Hollywood Undead, I Prevail, a local band.
Sweet.
So, yeah.
Have fun, Fritz.
It's going to be a good time.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
248-539-9797. Knowles and Romulus and on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Noel?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
Speaking of Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
If you remember towards the end of the movie, he ended up hiding out in a place called Zihuatanejo, Mexico.
Exactly.
I went there.
Oh, really?
Funny story. Yeah, oh yeah. I lived in Mexico for a little bit, so it was like a 5-hour drive from our place. So we went there. Funny story is, it wasn't filmed there. It was actually filmed in the U.S. Virgin Islands, but in typical, you know, tourist trap, you know, area, they had like a fake boat and some old white dude in the cut-off sleeve shirt there to take pictures with that only vaguely looked like Andy Dufresne. I actually have a TV one too.
Okay.
We went to Spain last year, and I went to the location of Dragonstone Castle. You know where the Jon Snow met the Khaleesi on that bridge, that long winding stone bridge up to the top of Dragonstone Castle. I went there.
That's all you can.
Yeah.
That's how realistic was it compared to what we see on TV?
Okay. Well, so here's the deal. The top, there was like a house, basically. Like
okay, it's like
house.
Where they. Okay, I get you.
So the castle itself is all CG, but the stairs, all the winding stairs and all that, it was almost a full mile to walk up those stairs from the land to the top of that hill. So,
that's cool.
Where the castle. So there is no castle, but
of course,
everything else.
That's what I was wondering. Like what? Yeah, yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, super interesting. So it's a cool subject. So good job, guys. Thank you.
Wagner's 201 on Twitch, a Christmas Story house in Cleveland is very cool. Risa writes in, we didn't go in, but I took a picture in front of the Seinfeld diner. 248-539-9797. You ever visit a place you saw in a movie or TV? Shawshank, 30th anniversary of that movie coming out. There's driving tours. Have you ever gone to a place you saw in a movie or a TV show? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.